he is a former professional football player who was drafted into the NFL in 2005 by the Indianapolis Colts. He played college football at Fresno City College before moving to the University of California, Berkeley, from which he graduated. While at Fresno, he won all state honors and was the defensive MVP in the Northern California Championship game. While at UC Berkeley, he won all Pacific 10 Conference first team honors, playing the position of safety. He helped the Indianapolis Colts defeat the Chicago Bears to win Super Bowl 41. After 2008, he went on to play for the Packers, the Atlanta Falcons, the New Orleans Saints, the Oakland Raiders, and the Rams. When he was a child, he didn't like having to go to church on Sundays because he would rather have stayed home and watched football. In an interview with Beyond the Ultimate, he said, "My mom and dad would almost force me to go to church every Sunday morning. Though it was good for me to go, I saw it as more of a form of punishment. I didn't like being pulled away from watching the San Francisco 49ers play on TV. After fighting with me about this every fall from the age of 7 to probably 10, my parents decided to stop taking me to church altogether. It wasn't until my freshman year in high school that I was invited by one of my closest friends to attend a youth night at the church he attended. Under the hope and anticipation that I might meet a really cute girl, I went. After hearing a testimony someone shared that night, I met Jesus and asked him to come into my heart and be Lord of my life. Emotions flowed in me, a weight from my shoulders was removed, and a sense of freedom came over me. Looking back at that moment, I feel it was one of many stepping stones that God has placed in my life. Ever since then, God has continued to form and shape my life into what He wants it to be. I still face struggles and trials, but I am comforted to know that God is in control. He has blessed me with an awesome family, a wonderful wife, and of course, a great job. I feel that the Lord is using the opportunity I have to play football not for my glory, but for His glory. He has given me this platform to encourage every young man who is watching the game on TV to know and follow our Lord Jesus Christ. His name is Matt Giordano. This is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Just as Matt Giordano trusted Jesus Christ as his Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to do the same. Here is how. Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states very clearly in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Fifth, dear friend, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these truths in mind, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and he's done everything for you, for he paid it all. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.